Praise be Jesus and Mary. This Sunday, the underlying theme of the readings is being chosen by God and being sent by God. In the first reading, we have the prophet Amos being chosen by God and being sent. In the gospel, we have the apostles, the same thing, being chosen by God and being sent. And then the second reading talks about all of us, that we were chosen by God and we too are sent. So first we go to the first reading, the book of the prophet Amos. So Amos prophesied in the 8th century, and this was the time when the kingdom had already been divided, the northern kingdom composed of the 10 tribes and the southern kingdom composed of the two, Judah and Benjamin. And so the northern tribes splitting off, separating themselves from the holy city, Jerusalem, and true worship, had to establish their own worship, which was a false worship. They had to establish their own priests who were appointed by their kings. And they set up two major centers of worship, Bethel in the south and then Dan in the north. And so the first reading takes place at the center of worship in the south, that is Bethel. And so Amaziah is the priest there who's been appointed by the king, so that's his duty, that's his job, that's how he makes a living. So Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, he says to Amos, okay, who is not from the north, but who God called from the south to go and prophesy to the north. But Amaziah doesn't want to hear anything of it. Okay, he's not disposed. And so what does he say? Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. That is, go back where you came from. There earn your bread by prophesying. You see how he presumes that Amos is doing his thing just like he's doing his. That is, it's kind of a profession for him, the way he makes a living. And he says, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple. And so what does Amos respond in the face of this rejection from Amaziah? I was no prophet. Right? That wasn't his profession. Nor have I belonged to a company of prophets, those who lived a sort of religious life and dedicated themselves to the study of the word, the singing of the psalms, and so on and so forth. But he says, I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores, living a peaceful life. That's what I enjoyed doing. That's what I'd rather be doing. And instead, the Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. And so Amos, preferring the will of God and the discomfort of having to travel away from home and of opening himself and making himself vulnerable to rejection, he obeys the will of God and he goes up north. And so, in today's gospel, we also have Jesus summoned the 12, right? And these were not wealthy and intelligent men, the 12 apostles, but we know that 4 of them were fishermen, 1 of them was a tax collector, 1 of them was a zealot, and we can presume similar circumstances for the rest, which the gospel doesn't talk about. But God chose them. Jesus chose them, and he sends them with the same risky business, that is, the risk of being rejected. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. Okay? Don't waste your time with those who don't want to hear the word of God, with those who are not disposed to embrace the gospel, but rather move on to those who do have open hearts and are ready and willing to hear the word of truth. And so, in a similar way, the second reading talks about our election, how God chose us. That's what St. Paul is writing to the Ephesians. He says, as he chose us in him, we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will. And so God chose each and every one of us. Some of us, maybe most of us, he chose right from our infancy. Okay, this is an enormous grace. St. Alphonsus Liguori talks about this. The grace of being chosen by God from infancy, of being born into a Christian family, and of receiving baptism shortly after your birth. That is an enormous grace given to a soul. Of being elevated to the state of grace, and see, that's what this mentions next. He chose us in him, that is, to be in Christ. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions. That's the first effect. Whether we were chosen right from infancy, or perhaps later on in life, when we heard the word of God, or some personal inspiration, and we cooperated with that grace, we converted, and we were baptized as adults. Okay, that happens too. But the same effect takes place. That is, you are incorporated in him, and you have the forgiveness of transgressions, the cleansing of your sins. And then it talks about spiritual adoption. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, that we become adopted sons and daughters in Christ. Being grafted into him, Jesus Christ becomes our brother, and God becomes our father, and Mary becomes our mother. So all the wonderful effects of the mystery of God's will. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. The Latin goes something like, to be sancta et immaculata. Right? That's to be like Our Lady, holy and immaculate, without blemish, to be like his mother, who was predestined before all of us. Right? She was the first, God predestined, in the one and the same eternal decree, says the dogma on the Immaculate Conception. And so we too were predestined in Christ to be like Our Lady, to be holy and without blemish before him. All for this purpose. Now these few sentences mention three times the ultimate purpose, the ultimate goal for our election. That is, for the praise of the glory of his grace. Second time, for the praise of his glory. Third time, to the praise of his glory. This is all meant to glorify God. And so that's what we do by becoming Christians, okay, believing the word of truth. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth and have believed in him. We are justified in him, and then we're meant to live holy and immaculate lives before him, continuing to fulfill his holy will, which for all of us, of course, is observing the commandments. But he's chosen us for more than just that, right? He's chosen us for our particular vocations, for our particular place, but even the time in which we are born and live. He's chosen us for all of that, for all of those circumstances in which we find ourselves. He's chosen us from the foundation of the world. And so we are meant to glorify God by our lives, living in Christ, Him living in us, in the time and place and circumstances that we find ourselves, observing the commandments, fulfilling His holy will. And this is to the praise of His glory. May we fulfill that perfectly as possible. Again, imitating Our Lady, staying close to Our Lady till God calls us out of this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.